This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
It is now time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist, president of the Craig James Financial Services, over 30 years in the business, located right on Broad Hollow Road in Melville. You can check it all on the great website, Long Island Investment Advisors.com. The aforementioned Craig Ferrantino. How are you, sir?
Good, Jay. Good to hear you.
Likewise, 63 points down at the close on Friday. Still above 25, I think 25-106 to be exact. Kind of a little bit of a topsy-turviness in and around, but always good to keep head above water at the 25 mark.
Yeah, the stock market last week was up and down basically in that order. But it, at the end of the week, it ended at 25-106, like you said. And that's a change of about 0.25% for the day. And for the week, though, you're still positive about 43 points, which is about 0.2%. When you look at the S&P 500, a similar story. And for the week, 5 days, it's up a 0.5%. And the mid-cap 400, the small-cap 600, showing a little bit of weakness there out of the 500 that we were talking about. And what you're looking at also, that gold finished down. So you're seeing a lot of, seeing some confidence at the end of the week. There's been an up and down, mostly headlines. And so, unfortunately, you end up talking about headlines more than the quality of what your quality of markets, individual stocks that are reporting. You know, when you look at it, we had we're almost three quarters of the way of all the S&P 500 actually reported earnings, and they're. More than that is actually also three quarters of those, when you look at it, have actually beaten expectations. So that's also very, very bullish. It's hard to say, well, you know, things are looking worse. I mean, whenever things hit a high, I always feel that there's somebody important out there saying, well, you know, it's not that good. Or that, it could be to temper the market, but this is just last week was one of those weeks where you saw it go up and then you saw it go down. And basically, this elevated volatility came from trade negotiations and basically global concerns. So when you look at it, you put it in place, you say, okay, so what happens over the weekend? This is where if you look in the markets and you're like we do, we're protecting our clients. We want to be able to, you can't sleep. You can't take the weekend off. You're always watching. You know, Axios reported on Sunday saying from two senior administration officials that the president has discussed holding a summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping, perhaps in Mar-a-Lago, like he did when he first met him. So when you see that, they said, well, you know, geez, that's really positive. Now, if I didn't watch the news, I wouldn't know any of this. But if you get this China deal done, it's going to be extremely bullish for the markets, depending on what the deal says, of course. But, you know, otherwise we're going to have these huge additional U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods take effect in March. And so we don't, there's a 25%, 25% is a huge amount. And if China does the same to us, that could be a very negative effect on the market. So it's all about headline news. Otherwise, the companies, the actual things that we follow on a regular basis, three quarters of them beat their expectations. So go figure, Jay.
It is Craig Ferrantino with Craig James Finance. And, of course, yeah, I mean, listen, whenever China's in the news, it's one way or another. You know, the whole thing with Apple way back, negativity there, and it showed. We've talked about the tariffs before. Any positive nature of negotiations, you get a little bit of an uptick as well. So China, you know, as you and I have spoken all along, Mr. Ferrantino, has certainly been the linchpin of success or the other way, depending.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then what follows up with these, the credit markets, which is your your bonds. You look at the 2-year bond is at a 2.475, which is they've come down for the week. The 10-year bond's at a 2.65. So, you know, when you think about it, it says, you know, I could put my money away safely for 2 years, and I'm getting 2.475, just under 2.5%. However, if I want to give them my money for another 8 years, all I'm picking up is 2.652. All I'm picking up is another 0.2%. So, why would I keep it in a 10-year or a 30? And then if I hold it for another 20 years after the 10-year, I'm going from 2.65 to 2.99, just under 3%. So I'm only picking up another 35 basis points or 0.35%. That's telling you that the most of the market is driven in the short term. We're not really sure what the future looks like. And so the yield curve is pretty flat. To go from a 2-year at a 2.45 to a 30-year at a 2.9, you're not getting much more interest by keeping the money locked up for those extra 28 years. It's kind of striking. So it just kind of shows you where the markets are these days. And they're worried about China. But that said, interest rates are low, and so for businesses, they could borrow against these numbers. And their borrowing rates are consistently low. So, and then for the average person, not a business, if you're leasing a car, those numbers got lower. And if you're buying a house, those numbers got lower. So kind of works all in.
Craig Ferentino with us. You know, I guess Amazon is in the news in a lot of different ways these days. Of course, besides all the Jeff Bezos stuff and the Inquirer, that whole mess. But I guess now they are reconsidering its plans to open a headquarters in Queens. Listen, a lot of opposition here and there, you know, the tax breaks and everything else coming into play here. But, $2.5 billion in tax credits, $500 million in state construction subsidies, all in exchange for which the company says it'll bring, 25,000 jobs and maybe generate some $27 billion, Craig, in tax revenue there. I mean, that's unbelievable.
There is a lot of opposition in that area, and I think they should have figured that out before they came into the area. But they didn't, and so they just kind of pushed it in. But that being said, there's a lot of local opposition to what this would do and what this does to the schools and the people that live in that area in Long Island City. And I think that, some of their claims are valid. So I don't know, either Amazon's going to have to do something to ameliorate or mitigate some of these groups, or it's reconsidering its commitment to go there. More telling is the New York State budget. The governor of New York State, Cuomo, and had a joint conference with his Tom DiNapoli, who's the New York State controller, saying that basically the tax revenues coming in for the state are low, about almost $3 billion. And that's very telling right there because, I mean, first of all, tax revenues are just starting to come in. That's the month of January. So as people file their returns, you'll see it could snowball. And so they really have a problem. And if that pace continues by April and May, they may be down $8 or $10 billion, which means that either the governor is going to have to cut some more budget, which he's going to have to do, or he's going to be looking for other sources of revenue. So when I looked at that conference, I said, well, you know, maybe he's trying to promote marijuana throughout the state as a way to making up this revenue. I don't know if that's the answer. And I understand they may be putting more tolls on some roads and the congestion pricing for New York City. But if they have this kind of deficit, I'm concerned a little bit about New York State and how it's going to be. People are, they can only write off the first 10,000 of their property taxes. And that's going to have effect on a lot of people's tax return in just a few weeks. And you may see a major drain out of the state. So these are things that these are long-term problems that probably haven't been addressed in a good way. And now it's starting to back up. And you're going to be paying the roost pretty soon. And the only way they could, maybe change this a little bit is to remove the state and local tax deduction of 10,000, just make it unlimited again. I don't think that's going to happen because this rule applies to all 50 states. And so I think this is a real, real quandary. And I think New York and New York companies are going to be affected in the future.
No question. I mean, this will have ramifications beyond. We'll see what happens here, but you can understand the opposition involved here. Now, before we let you go, we obviously are looking at the calendar. We have another federal government shutdown. Likely, lawmakers revealing as yesterday negotiations on a bill to finance the government have stopped now. This is according to the New York Times, of course. But in addition to this disagreement over the funding for the border barrier, you know, Dems have moved to cap funding now for the U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement. They have to reach a deal today. You know, here's the deal. I mean, we are going to go through this again. I thought not. What's the feel in and around the financial world at this point in time for round two?
Round two of the budget negotiations, or is that the question?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, can we? I mean, another shutdown of the government. It's, listen, I didn't think it could happen. I guess it looms somewhat large as we speak here.
Yes, a partial shutdown of the government, like 17% of the workforce is. Can it happen again? I think so. I think that it's been very difficult for the Democratic Party to come up with a negotiation. I think that the wall is a symbol of racism and a bunch of, you know, they've tied in. They said it was immoral, and then they backed off that statement. Then when you take those kind of stands, it's very, very tough to back off of those. So there is a potential for a partial government shutdown again. I don't think this really affects very few, and nobody I know, and certainly, but it does make a lot of headlines, and it may backfire on one of the parties, and so I'd be very careful. You know, if they can make a negotiation, Congress is supposed to come up with, you know, I can take a hot shower and I can take a cold shower, but I really like something in between. They're really supposed to come up with something that everybody can agree to, and that's their job. And so, you know, it's really it's all about pride and egos. I don't see this as about being good policy or good border policy or anything else like that. It's a situation that's never been fixed. It does affect our economy, though, because you know, we have, you know, we are paying for a lot of other people, and so it does affect the economy. If we can make things a little more efficient, and he, you know, of course, couching it as a security offer. But I think the markets will be affected. You know, they really weren't that affected in the last shutdown, and that's the big question of what I follow and what I worry about for my clients. And if they go into a second shutdown again, I think, okay, well, the people have gotten paid. You know, got a huge check last week, and they could probably sit down and hunker down again if they have to. Wish it wouldn't come to that, because it just steals a lot of headlines. But I really think that this issue's got to be come to a close. Let's move on to the next issues that we could work together on, like building a better economy and infrastructure and great things like that. So redoing the roads, redoing bridges, setting things up like that. Let's get the government working again. But yeah, probably, you know, when you have a divided Congress, the facts are that not a lot of things get done or can get agreed to, and that's the sad part.
It really is, and this will be a very interesting next couple of days, Mr. Ferrantino. Craig, of course, certified wealth strategist, president of the great Craig James Financial Services over in Melville, right on Broad Hollow Road, ladies and gentlemen. And you could check it all out, Long Island investmentadvisors.com, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Fascinating website. You're going to learn a lot. Mr. Ferrantino, always a pleasure. We'll talk next week. How's that?
Thank you, Jay. Have a good week.